Today is Monday, June 1st, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore how chronic low-grade inflammation quietly connects conditions as different as muscle tension, brain fog, and cardiovascular risk, and what 5 everyday choices can do to support your body's own built-in repair systems. You have more power over your health than you may realize. Your body is not passively waiting for something to go wrong. It is actively working every single moment to protect you, repair damage, and keep your systems in balance. That's where we're starting today. Dr. William Lai, speaking with Dr. Mark Hyman on The Doctor's Pharmacy, describes something that stopped me in my tracks the first time I heard it. He says your body runs 5 built-in defense systems simultaneously, regulating blood vessels, repairing tissues through stem cells, maintaining your gut microbiome, protecting your DNA, and orchestrating your immune response. And here's the remarkable part. The food you eat, the sleep you get, and the stress you carry are all sending direct signals to those systems every single day. You are in constant conversation with your own biology. So what gets in the way of those systems doing their job? Across conversations with Dr. Hyman, Dr. Robert Lustig, Dr. Eric Berg, and Dr. Diane Ginsberg, a consistent answer keeps emerging, and it's something drive. Hyman calls silent or hidden inflammation. Not the kind you feel when you sprain an ankle. Something quieter. A low-grade hum of immune activation that you cannot see or feel. But that research increasingly links to heart disease, type 2 diabetes, depression, and even Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Hyman describes it as, in his words, the single biggest driver of chronic disease we face today. Now, here's where it gets specific, and honestly, a little startling. Dr. Robert Lustig, a pediatric endocrinologist at the University of California, San Francisco, ran a clinical study with 43 children who had metabolic syndrome. His team removed added sugar from their diets for just 10 days. They didn't reduce calories. They didn't change body weight. And yet, liver fat dropped by 22%. Triglycerides, a key blood fat marker, fell by 49%. Belly fat decreased by 7%. Blood pressure dropped by 5 points. 10 days. No calorie restriction. Dr. Lustig's conclusion was that it wasn't how much the children were eating that was driving the harm. It was specifically what they were eating. Sugar was the primary culprit. To understand why, Dr. Lustig takes us inside the cell. Fructose, the sweet molecule in table sugar and in high fructose corn syrup, is processed by your liver in a way that closely resembles how alcohol is processed. He describes it as a, quote, 3-for-1 mitochondrial toxin, meaning it blocks 3 separate enzymes that your cells, energy-producing structures, your mitochondria, need to function properly. Think of mitochondria like the power plants inside every cell. When those power plants are disrupted, energy production falters, fat starts accumulating inside cells, and the system begins to break down. Dr. Lustig estimates this pattern now affects roughly 45% of all adults and 25% of all children in the form of fatty liver disease. And Dr. Hyman adds a number that puts this in cultural context. The average American today consumes approximately 150 pounds of sugar per year. Back in 1800, that number was closer to 10 pounds per person annually. He calls what we consume today, quote, a pharmacologic dose. Now let's talk about something that might feel surprisingly familiar, especially if you wake up with tight shoulders, experience eye twitches, grind your teeth at night, or struggle with leg cramps. Dr. Eric Berg points to a frequently overlooked piece of the puzzle, the relationship between calcium and magnesium at the cellular level. Here's the simple version. Calcium is what tells your muscles to contract. Magnesium is what activates the energy molecule your cells need to pump calcium back out so the muscle can relax. Without enough magnesium, calcium can get, in Dr. Berg's words, stuck, leaving muscles in a state of partial, ongoing contraction. He also notes that magnesium follows a 24-hour cycle in the body and hits its natural low point in the early morning hours, which may explain why so many people feel their tightest, most tense, or most restless right when they wake up. Back to the gut for a moment. Because Dr. Lai shares a finding from cancer research that illuminates just how central your microbiome is to everything else. A landmark study published in the journal Science, conducted with 249 cancer patients receiving immunotherapy, found that the single biggest difference between patients who responded dramatically to treatment and those who did not was the presence of one specific gut bacterium called Akkermansia mucinifilla. One bacterium. Meanwhile, Dr. Hyman notes that 60 to 70% of your entire immune system lives in your gut. And a 2022 study published in the journal Cell showed that sugar actually depletes the immune cells that maintain the gut lining, creating a direct dietary pathway from a high-sugar diet to gut-driven, whole-body inflammation. These findings are not isolated. They are pointing at the same upstream route. For women, Dr. Diane Ginsberg, an OBGYN and longevity physician at Fountain Life in Houston, adds an important dimension. She describes what she calls a slow destabilization of protective biological systems that can begin as early as a woman's late 30s, often years before hormone levels look abnormal on standard lab tests. The first changes she sees aren't hormonal. They're cortisol dysregulation, disrupted sleep, and rising neuroinflammation. She cites a publication from the Menopause Society from October 2025, showing that women treated with both estrogen and progesterone during perimenopause had a 60% decreased risk of heart attack, stroke, and breast cancer, not just symptom relief, potential long-term disease prevention. And then there's the mind-body piece, which research is beginning to take seriously in ways that feel genuinely exciting. Dr. Joe Dispenza, speaking with Dr. Hyman, describes an experiment where participants who shifted from emotions like fear and resentment toward genuine gratitude, just 10 to 15 minutes, three times a day, for 4 days, showed a 50% increase in immunoglobulin A, the body's primary frontline antibody. The mechanism, he explains, runs through epigenetics, the science of how the emotional chemistry your body is bathed in signals which genes get expressed. This isn't a claim that mindset alone reverses disease. It's a reminder, backed by emerging research, that chronic stress physiology is part of the complete picture. So what does all of this mean for today? Here are a few gentle, practical invitations. Not prescriptions, because your health journey is uniquely yours. First, consider one small swap for added sugar. Dr. Lustig's research suggests that even meaningful reductions without changing calories can shift metabolic markers relatively quickly. One sweetened beverage swapped for water with citrus. Whole fruit instead of a packaged snack. Small and consistent is what adds up. Building on that, try adding one fiber-rich plant food to your next meal. When gut bacteria digest plant fiber, they produce compounds that fuel the gut lining, support immune regulation, and help lower cholesterol. A handful of walnuts at breakfast, beans stirred into a lunch salad, broccoli or artichoke at dinner. If you wake with tight muscles, eye twitches, or trouble unwinding, it may be worth exploring your magnesium status with your healthcare provider. Dr. Berg highlights magnesium glycinate as a well-absorbed supplemental form, and Epsom salt baths offer a gentle topical option. Always discuss supplementation with your provider first, especially if you have kidney conditions or take medications. For anti-inflammatory food, Dr. Lee points to cooked tomatoes in olive oil. Cooking significantly increases absorption of the antioxidant lycopene, and a Harvard study tracking 70,000 men found that 2 to 3 half cups of cooked tomato sauce per week reduced prostate cancer risk by 39%. Green tea and kiwi fruit are also strongly supported across multiple research areas. And finally, create even 10 minutes of intentional stillness today. Slow breathing. A short walk without your phone, sitting with something you genuinely appreciate. Dr. Dispenza's research, Dr. Ginsberg's emphasis on cortisol regulation, and Dr. Berg's work on magnesium and the nervous system all point in the same direction. This is not a luxury. It is biology. Before we close, an important note. Everything shared today is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice. Please bring these ideas to your healthcare team before making significant changes, especially if you are managing a chronic condition, taking medications, or have a history of kidney disease, heart conditions, or eating disorders. And if you ever experience new chest pain, sudden cognitive changes, severe muscle weakness, or any neurological symptoms, please seek care promptly. Thank you for spending this time with yourself today. That's your functional health briefing for June 1st, 2026. Come back tomorrow. Your body will have more to tell you. Today's one simple step. Find 10 quiet minutes. Put your phone down and just breathe. You've got this. Take care of yourself.